knowledge and settings that are far more powerful and or frightening than that moment of confusion right before you wake, when you can't quite put your finger on the fact that you're still dreaming. Let's not forget the peculiar pastime as old as man itself for those rare individuals with a more close relationship with God. Why have they been able to have face-to-face, seemingly flesh encounters with angels, have conversations with God himself, or put into words divinely inspired wisdom? The vast majority of these people have indeed induced altered states of consciousness through meditation, fasting by deprivation of sleep, food or water, severe stress or trauma, eating or drinking spiritual sustenance, or otherwise been deemed to be special or touched. What does it all mean? What makes these human beings enter into states that they perceive to be not our shared reality? I purpose it to be quite simple. It is the altering or malfunctioning of the natural mechanisms we all use to dream while asleep, and for our soul to escape the body upon its demise. I won't go into my thoughts as to why we are intended and readily equipped to enter into a dream state every single night, or why DMT is released at the moment the brain believes the body is dying, here. What I want to get across is that, indeed, things that cannot currently be explained have a remarkable way of being connected. Whatever the trigger, be it REM sleep, lack of sleep, extreme anxiety, a malfunctioning of our brain's internal regulator, lack of food and water, purposeful deprivation and meditation, or the introduction of external DMT or psilocybin, the result is the same. Our brains use all their naturally equipped physical pathways necessary for DMT to produce alternate states of perceived realities. How can we begin to understand our true purpose here on this planet? With a dualism as perverse as a fleeting mortal body, carrying within it a supercomputer of soft membrane encased in fluid, firing on electricity and chemicals in ways we'd rather ignore than embrace. Would it be the end of the world as we know it? If every culture openly partook in spiritual rituals, freely and religiously practiced in the Americas from antiquity until the bloody Spanish conquests of the 16th century, and surely the lost key used by the ancient Middle Eastern, Indian, and Far Eastern religious originators, of using either plants or chemicals, or fasting and meditation methods for encountering spiritual realms currently either feared or deemed to be worthy of only prophets or sick minds, would anything on this earth be the same?